Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 23, 2021. Executive Council, August 23, 2021. The Executive Council met on Monday, August 23, 2021. The following are agenda items approved by the Council. A personal appearance was made by Department of Administrative Services, DAS, Director Adam Steen and Risk and Benefits Management Bureau Chief Jessica Lingo to request approval of the health and dental insurance premiums for calendar year 2022. The Council approved the proposed rates. The Council approved a lease between the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, and American River Transport Company, LLC, for a parcel of the bed of the Mississippi River in Dubuque County for commercial purposes. The lease is until February 28, 2026, and the annual fee is approximately $13,000. The Council approved supplemental and emergency allocations totaling approximately $269,000 for the following agencies and purposes. Approximately $192,000 to the DNR for repair costs as a result of flood damage in Jones, Loisa, Jackson, and Scott counties. Approximately $14,000 to the Iowa Communications Network, ICN, for cable repair costs in Webster County. Approximately $25,000 to the Board of Regents, University of Iowa, for repair costs as a result of an electrical fire at the Iowa Advanced Technology Laboratory. And approximately $38,000 to the Board of Regents, Iowa State University, for repair costs as a result of a sprinkler main burst. The Council approved the payment of cost items totaling approximately $348,000 for the following purposes. Approximately $203,000 to DAS for repair costs related to natural gas emergency and curtailment. Approximately $131,000 to the DNR for repair costs as a result of flooding, hail, and storm damage at various locations. Approximately $3,000 to the DNR for drainage taxes for Polk County. Approximately $4,000 from the Second Injury Fund for legal fees. Approximately $100 from Iowa PBS for legal fees, approximately $2,000 from the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics for legal fees related to UIHC appeals, approximately $5,000 from the General Fund for legal fees, approximately $200 from the Attorney General's Office Forfeiture Fund for special counsel for the Criminal Appeals Division of the Attorney General's Office, and the Council approved a request from the World Food Prize Foundation pursuant to Iowa Code Section 7D.16 for permission to serve wine at the Capitol on October 21, 2021. Additional information is available from the Legislative Services Agency upon request. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Maria Wagenhofer, Legislative Analyst 1 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-5270.